everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about new data coming out about all of the latest trends happening on social media and some of the newer updates that are being rolled out between Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, TikTok, you name it. Every platform is now moving into some kind of new feature or tool to be a little bit more competitive. So in starting out talking about the new data that has come out, there have been more social media usage trends in kind of focusing on sites like Reddit, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, and YouTube. One of the biggest statistics coming out is talking about the growing share of Americans saying that they use YouTube and Facebook as one of the, or two of the most widely used online platforms among US adults. So that actually says a lot, because third in line would be Instagram, Pinterest, third, fourth, and then moving further down is LinkedIn, Snapchat, Twitter, WhatsApp, TikTok, Reddit, Nextdoor. So it's really interesting to see that in a latest research, when we look at who's really using the different platforms, you have a quote here from one of the researchers, YouTube and Facebook continue to dominate the online landscape with 81% and 69% respectively reporting ever using these sites. And YouTube and Reddit were the only two platforms measured that saw statistically significant growth since 2019. And that was the last time it was polled. So we're looking at a more recent increase. So YouTube has gone up 8%, while sites like Reddit, and I'm not sure everybody uses Reddit. Reddit's a little bit more, has a lot of layers, very interesting. But that's gone up about 7%. So we're looking at a lot of increases across the board. And if you look at how people are using sites like Pinterest, LinkedIn, we know that TikTok has taken off during the pandemic, which was one of my other episodes where I talked about having a TikTok strategy, because we know that on TikTok, you have a strong following among young adults, and the majority is from 18 to 29 year olds. And more recently, that has actually increased for a higher demographic, because what they're finding is a lot of the different users on TikTok actually use TikTok for educational purposes and wellness and beauty, which, you know, kind of all fall into a category of a little bit more credibility, aside from like the viral TikTok creators. But a lot of things are really unfolding quickly inside of social media. So today's episode is really to talk about this new data, to talk about where people are really focusing their usage areas on. And so when everyone says, oh, Facebook is dead, the data says different. A lot of people are on Facebook. And I think during the pandemic, what happened as well, you had a lot of people looking, and still, because technically we're still in a lockdown, most of the country is in a lockdown. A lot of the European countries are in complete lockdown. Canada is in a little bit of a dire second level mess than we are. But what we're looking at is people looking to connect. And so I think Facebook allows, as much as everyone says it's dead, it is not. You know, there's much more connectivity happening. So as we talk about Facebook in my past episode and on the digital trends on my YouTube video I put out last week and the week before, we talked a lot about social audio. And what Facebook is doing now is they are moving into social audio, which I think is a great move, because it could really increase the usage even more and become a little bit more useful. So there could be instances where it doesn't always have to be a video room. It could be audio, could be used message to message. It's almost like when you're texting, you know, and you can send someone an audio message. I think that's completely useful. And I think that's where, you know, you don't have to be camera ready. You don't have to be on video. And I think this is where podcasting and audio really sells itself, and it's a little bit more adaptable and a little bit more accessible, you know? So I think there's just all of these interesting things. One other thing to note inside of Facebook and Instagram, they are now going to introduce scheduling for stories, which is like huge, huge, huge. So what that could also mean, which warrants its own episode for me to talk about, would be a stories strategy. And stories to be honest with you, are on every platform. So we're talking about Facebook and Instagram, introducing the scheduling for Insta stories and for Facebook stories. So this could be a game changer, and it really could be something that could help increase your reach, could help increase some type of brand awareness. If you're throwing an event, you're launching a book, you're launching some type of project, or if you're just trying to maybe put out some type of strategic messaging. So it's pretty interesting what's happening. And this is all from the marketing brand. Social media does not live on its own anymore. This is not something small. It is not part of a strategy. It is not part of, like, you know, the little cherry on top. Social is the gateway to how your consumers are perceiving, interacting/engaging. And then literally, is there the conversion? Conversion meaning, did someone execute some type of action after they engaged with you on your social media? Are you top of mind? Traditional media is still out there. You cannot compete with TV. And especially now, there's so many places and spaces with streaming coming on board for every network. Every channel out there has like a linear plus streaming. So that's another episode. See, we already carved out two other episodes to talk about streaming, linear. This all has to do with TV, video, and then talking about, you know, developing some type of stories strategy. And also, I think we need to talk a little bit about web and how web has become more at the forefront of how you're communicating with your clients, your consumers, and, you know, how is it that we are going to move forward in engaging with anybody who wants to learn more about a brand or who wants to take some type of action after seeing what you're putting out online? So web and the accessibility of your website and the accessibility of how your website's optimized and how you are presenting your information and personalizing for the consumer will be extremely important moving forward, because as we've seen, we skipped like every layer, every part. We've skipped so many pieces because of the pandemic. So what has happened, you know, I keep talking my word, it's a one word, two words, digital transformation. A lot of people were talking about it at the beginning of the pandemic, but I think we are here and this is where technology is now moving at such a fast pace to meet the needs of every person, because as we've seen, school has gone online, banking has gone online, healthcare has gone online, wellness has gone online, every single aspect or every industry has gone online, and the need to connect and the need to get info at lightning speed. And this is also with the adoption of 5G coming into the picture. So, it's like all this timing and all this technologies and all of this world, the worldly issues have happened. So, this is a very exciting time for digital. It's a very exciting time for technology and also humanization, because never before has it been so important to keep the human in all of these elements that are more technical. You know, there's this adoption of artificial intelligence. There's a lot of fear behind artificial intelligence because there's a lot of uneducation about it. So we're in this moment of collision between all of those pieces. So today's episode, really, we were talking about new data that's coming in, the rise of Reddit, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, YouTube utilization, where people are going, what people are using, why they're using it, the new adoption into stories. Start thinking about a stories strategy for your brand. It could increase your reach. It could increase the awareness for your consumers. And it could also increase if you're launching an event, a book, a project, any of those types of things. And so as we're talking, technology plays a big role. So if you have any thoughts, comments, you want to send me some feedback, or if you know a perfect guest for my podcast, we are still scheduling out guests into the next couple of months. We've been, you know, kind of programming out different guests over the course of the last few past months. So please email me, margaret@margaretfontana.com. Let me know your thoughts. Leave a review. That would be very, very helpful and appreciative on my part if you could do that. And that you would do over on iTunes. Just click on your purple icon for podcast on your phone. Look up my podcast, Margaret Fontana Media. Leave me a rating and a comment if you'd like. All right, guys. Thanks. Talk to you soon.